At the other end of the medal table from the Australians, who won 6,000 gold medals, and, you know, it's not all about that at the Commonwealth Games, but what about people like Laverne Spencer of St. Lucia, who won her country's only medal, a bronze, in the women's high jump? What sort of a hero would she be back in St. Lucia at the moment? And what about Onye Aziki of Nigeria? She won a silver medal in the weightlifting 53 kilogram class, and I happened to be watching Fox Sport coverage that night, and you have never seen a person as happy to come second. She was the happiest person, not just in the Commonwealth, but in the entire world. So there's been plenty of talk about the relevance of the Commonwealth Games, but all you have to do is look at the faces of the athletes from those smaller countries as they walk in during the opening ceremony. All you have to do is look at the face of Onyeka Aziki winning silver to know that these games do have relevance and that we should continue holding them. You don't have to be a sports lover to like events like the Commonwealth Games. It's all about humanity. It's all about competing for the sake of competition. But we did beat the Kiwis, and that's the main thing. And Peter George made his debut in the test in Bangalore. He's 23 years old. He's about 9 feet tall, Peter George. Imagine him hurling a cricket ball at you from about 12 feet in the air. But guess what? His first wicket in test cricket, I don't think he's ever going to forget it. He bowled Sachin Tendulkar. And if you don't know who Sachin Tendulkar is, clearly you're not Indian. But he is the greatest living current test batsman in the world, full stop. And daylight is second. He scored 214 against Australia in the first innings of the second test, was finally dismissed by Peter George, who then went on to say, it was great getting him as my first wicket, but I wish it had happened about 200 runs ago.